Alice is next on the line here at Rosie on the House. Wants to visit with Mr. Harper about tulip bulbs. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm at the tulip bulbs where you buy them, and they have like a little rock thing and then the water underneath so they're not in the soil. Now that the blooms have already bloomed and the stems are dying back, how do I store those until next year?
Well, probably get yourself a little bit of straw or seltzer material like cooler pads are made out of, you know, that kind of stuff, so that they're that you can put them in a paper bag or a box or something full of that material so the bulbs don't actually really touch each other. That packing material, so to speak, is holding them apart. And I'd probably stick them in the top of a coat closet in your house, so cool and dry. And then next, October, maybe about Halloween, you want to get them out and put them in the refrigerator for about a month and a half, month and a half, so they get this chill that they're not going to get here in the ground, and then you can plant them. So I put them in about October, plant them about Thanksgiving, and see how that works for you.
We appreciate the call. When do they bloom? I mean, this is a very short window you have.
Tulips have a very short window here. Usually, you know, depending on the temperatures, they're going to bloom in maybe, and when you plant them, sometime maybe late February to the end of March. And typically what happens is we get a week like this week, we hit 80, 85, 90 degrees. They bloom and boom, you know, the blooms only last maybe a few days and they're gone. You got to really love tulips to want them. And then they don't naturalize. They won't stay in the ground and bloom here again because we don't get enough chill to cause them to bloom. So they're one of those bulbs that you have to pull up and store and re-refrigerate and replant. They're gorgeous, but you better love them if you want to mess with them.
We appreciate the call, Alice. Good luck with your tulips.
Next time I see tulips, I'm going to have a whole lot more respect for the lady that lives in that house. That sounds like a lot of work.
It's not so much a ton of work because it's a little tiny bulb, and it's not a big deal to plant it and all of that. I've had people do that and then forget the tulips were in the closet. You know, 3 or 4 years later, they find them. They're all dried up. So you have to remember where they are and the timing to put them back out and that sort of thing. So,
mercy.
You better have a good day timer, a day planner with a reminder in there. Get the tulips out of the closet.
Robert wrote in and wants to know about putting a raised garden planter around a mesquite tree. And not just a mesquite tree, but let's just do any tree in general.
Well, the problem with doing it after you've planted the tree is you're going to raise the grade or the soil level up on the trunk of the tree, which is a big no-no. I mean, that's not healthy for the tree. It probably, in long term, will kill the tree. So what you'd have to do would be to build the raised planter around the trunk of the tree a ways and then come out and build another one. So you still have, you know, the same grade and you have basically a hole around the trunk of the tree, and then your raised planter, if that's what you're going to do.
So that the air and oxygen can still get all the way to where the tree meets the ground, because you backfill that dirt,
correct,
it's just going to suffocate it.
The other problem with putting any kind of vegetable planter, now if you're just talking about flowers, that's fine, but trying to grow vegetables under the shade of a tree and then also putting all of that material and watering it under a tree, those tree roots are going to take advantage of that and start growing up into that planter, and I've seen raised planters under trees where they've just become a impenetrable mat of roots after a number of years in that planter. So unless there's just no other option as a place to put a raised planter in your yard, I would advise against doing it in any manner, even if you do the double-walled thing where you're not putting the soil up against the trunk. Probably see if you can find a different spot.
It is a... I understand what he's trying to do, and that is a nice look when you do see it done, but generally, that's in some kind of commercial setting where there's somebody that... designated.
Well, the tree was planted,
gardener.
And we built the planter and then planted the tree to grade inside the planter. And as far as if it's flowers or perennials or something like that, that's fine. But generally trying to grow vegetables, you know, under the shade of a tree is, in most cases, not the most successful thing.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. What's the Arizona Nursery Association up to?
Gosh, we're just getting ready to encourage everyone to get out there and plant something. It's such a beautiful time to do that. I don't know if you've had a chance to see our billboards out there. Do something shady, plant something.
Nice.
Get in that shade for the summer. It's going to be warm soon, and get that shade in around your house. And we're really just trying to encourage people to think about the other reasons to plant. One of them is really good exercise. The health benefits of getting out there, relieving your stress. You can really take it out if you're going to dig a hole in these Arizona soils.
That is the truth. We'll be back after bottom of the hour news break. Join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348.